Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Carla Caldwell is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Carla is one of the new members of our Brain Trust. She is U.S. Training Manager for a company called Xero. Xero.com, by the way. She checks out the training for accounting professionals. One of the things she spends most of her time helping them get their products out there to help these accounting professionals so they can help small business owners. Carla Caldwell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back, Carla. Okay, you've got some good tax tips for us. What's the first thing that you think we need to be paying more attention to in terms of making sure that we don't leave any money on the table?
Well, absolutely. That's one of the biggest things that we definitely want to recommend to people, and that's to keep every receipt. And when you go out and have dinner with a client or lunch with a client or you're grabbing a new iPhone or whatever expenses that you have going on related to your business, definitely keep up with those because they add up for sure. So that's definitely one of the first things that we recommend to everybody. So dig those receipts out of the drawer in the wallet and hang on to them. So.
You know, I do that when I go places. I pull those receipts out, I stick them in my pocket, and when I come back, I just lay them, they're all crumpled up, I just lay them on the desk of bookkeeping, you know, and even though, you know, you might think, well, that's kind of rude, just drop all that stuff, they actually thank me.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that we recommend, too, is being able to take a picture of that receipt with your phone.
Right.
So you can actually take a picture of it with your iPhone or your Android,
that's
and with
Xero,
you can upload the picture right into the system.
That's another thing. That's the good thing about the new technology that we have today, folks. And by the way, folks, let me clear something up. When I talk about them thanking me for dropping my stuff off, it's because I'm always beating them up because this money that we're saving that I'm not leaving on the table is my money. This is my small business. This is not,
that's
I'm
right.
not a, but anyway, but you're right about the new technology. It's making it easier and easier. There's something happened. I was at a convention this last week, and you know how you used to have bowls sitting on the table where people would drop their business cards in?
Mm-hmm.
The company next to us was shooting those cards.
Yeah.
Into a little device, like a little card reader, right?
That's right.
And I looked over and I said, "Where are your cards?" They said, "In this little computer right here, in
yeah,
their hand."
Yeah.
So that kind of
that
kind of capture photo capture technology is really emerging. And I know that's what you guys offer, and it's really making it simple, isn't it?
It is, and it's really important because it's little things that add up so much and really save a lot of money for small business owners and. That's just like you're doing. You're pulling them out of your pocket and dumping them on for somebody else to deal with.
Sometimes I lose them.
That's right. Exactly. So if we can take that picture and get it right away, that's exactly what we want.
Let me ask you another question. Can, as a manager, can I track where that while that's going on in real time? Like if I've got a salesperson or an employee out traveling, you know, on my nickel, can I sort of track how that's as that comes in? If I say okay, when you have a bill, shoot it, and it uploads right to the console, right? Can I see that?
Well, it depends on how you've set things up. So if it's a corporate card, then you could do some things that way. We also have integrations with other systems that allow you to do that even more. So it depends on the exact needs of what you want to have. But again, the beauty of the cloud is that yes, from your office here, no matter who's on the road where, you get access to that anytime, anywhere, with any device. So that's
if the employee busts an expense allotment, will it do that? Will it tell me that?
Depends on the type of system that you have, but yes, absolutely. Being able to set up those kinds of alerts and things like that would definitely be something to look into, and having that cloud access is what we want to encourage people to have.
But back to the tax issue. That's really what we're talking about right now is the tax issue.
Absolutely.
This remote record keeping is a lot more efficient. It's a lot easier to do. You don't lose things, and so you just take your phone and take a picture of it, right?
That's exactly right, and it can be an Android or an iPhone. And so some people have been thinking that that's kind of a fun toy to have, but now it's a business expense, and that's one of those tax tips that we have, which is to take advantage of that. Those are tax deductions, so let's use them. So
There are still people out there with dumb phones, not smartphones. But I heard the other day, though, Carla, that as of right now, it costs no more for a company to build a smartphone than it does to build a regular phone, an old phone. So my point is over the next year, almost no one will not have a smartphone.
For sure. And they can do so much on it. So they're checking emails on it. They're taking care of receipts with Xero. You can invoice somebody. You can do a bank rec while you're sitting in line at the store or waiting at the airport to go somewhere. So you can get your business done when it's convenient for you using that.
Right.
And you can have that as a deduction. So why not take advantage of every moment you can?
Let's talk about the new treatment of Section 179 business expensing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is something that is still available in, obviously, in 2012, but now also in 2013. But it was on the chopping block. And so that is something that we need to be careful of. So we definitely encourage people to take advantage of that. Do an upgrade. Get a new Mac. Get a new PC. Get a tablet device. Again, all of those things available for you to use with your cloud accounting and be able to do things on the go and have that ready and accessible for you. And you're still able to take that deduction for it. So do it this year just in case it gets lost next year.
And, folks, the point here is prior to the 179 business expensing, you had to depreciate everything.
Exactly.
And then with 179 and the allowances there, up to a certain level, in this case $500,000, you just write it off in the year that you bought it.
That's right.
Now,
it doesn't
change the overall ability for you to deduct something. It just accelerates it.
Exactly. And we can all use that, right?
Absolutely.
If we're making some good money, we want to be able to take advantage of those breaks.
Well, look at how, with technology changing so much, I go through computers faster than I used to.
Absolutely. I have one that's 3 years old, and I feel like it's an antique already.
But it is. So, no, it is.
Yeah,
I try to change out every couple of years. And so it's good that I don't have to depreciate that computer over 5 years.
That's right, exactly, which is great because they don't even last 5 years.
Give us your website, Carla.
It's xero0.com.
So check it out, folks. A lot of cool technology there to help you keep up with your accounting and your expense management and other things there. So check out what they got there at xero.com. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. More tips after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.